It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show. No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat. The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. We're also on Twitch. Should we check that chat every once in a while? We probably should.
I think it doesn't get...
I don't think so.
No?
It's all separate entities.
Yeah.
So anyway. There's a separate chat.
Streamers on Twitch. Streamers on YouTube. What's going on in the chat? Here we go. The chicken coop story is coming, among other things. So what's going on in the chat? They're sharing stadium memories, as we have done a little bit today. They're also talking about nice new stadiums, like which ballpark is the best, atriums, concourses, all that good stuff. Speaking of that, Nate, you've been to Notre Dame?
I have.
I've agreed to terms to go to Notre Dame this year.
Ooh.
Syracuse plays Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I've
we are talking about that.
Yeah, we've not penned to paper. We don't have tickets yet, but we have a way to get tickets.
Yep.
We have looked at Airbnbs, like, you know, going to go to Notre Dame and go see Syracuse at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I've not been to that stadium. Nice, beautiful, amazing.
It's
hallowed ground.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's Notre Dame.
No.
Like, if it were anybody's stadium, you'd say it was great.
I think if you're going to really go, you should get the campus tour.
I have walked the campus before.
Okay. And then they do a stadium tour the day before the game. You should do that.
Yeah.
When I went was right after the renovations. Like, gold, there's like gold plated walls with, like, you know, alumni, and just like it was the first place that I have been to, like, in a stadium where it was sort of like I could feel the history, kind of. The only other place that I really felt that was in Fenway, when I went to Fenway, where it was like man, I'm where I'm standing, like I know someone famous and 18, you know, it's just like the history, the gravity, it hits you when you're in that stadium, but like how cool post renovations it is. It's one of the coolest stadiums that I've ever stepped foot in. It's super cool. And you should usually before home games, they do a, and I bet you they'll do it for Syracuse. They do a golf scramble the day before at Warren Golf Club, which is where the senior U.S. Open is like every 5 years on campus. Go do that too.
Who gets to play in that?
You sign up. As long as it's not full, you reach out to Warren Golf Club. They usually run a pregame scramble.
Really?
Yeah. In night games, they do it day of, early morning, but you should do it the day before.
It is going to be late November.
It's Indiana. Sure. It'll be cold.
Yeah.
It'll be cold.
NFL owners have passed a rule that both teams will be allowed to possess the ball in overtime in the regular season. So the playoff format is now a regular season format. No more touchdown equals game over in regular season, but does not mean that in the playoffs. So they've adopted. It's a longer overtime. It is a 10-minute overtime, but each team will get a chance to touch the ball. So expanded replay assist has also passed. That's from Ian Rappaport. Okay, here's your quick chicken coop story.
Chicken coop.
So how did a chicken coop story come up? They're talking about eggs in the chat. Who knows? These people,
sure.
You know, they're wonderful people.
Eggflation, I get it.
We love everything, yes.
Yeah.
And one of the suggestions in the eggflation time of our lives is get a chicken coop. Have your own. Get your own eggs.
That's right.
So we had friends that had a chicken coop in their yard in the city of Buffalo, in North Buffalo. And they had a chicken coop and they had chickens in their backyard. And like, oh yeah, look at that. They are doing exactly what was suggested. Like, you have
they make eggs
all the time. So they went into town for a couple of days, and I was one that was asked to keep an eye, go over there.
Watch the chicken coop.
Feed the chickens, you know, like go and put some food in, they'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're chickens, they don't really go anywhere. So my buddy had like left the, we let them run the yard sometimes, it's fine if they're, you know, left in the yard, it's no big deal, they run around the yard. Okay, all right, great. So I go over that day when I'm assigned to go feed the chickens.
Yeah.
And I walk in the backyard and I don't see chickens walking around the yard. All right. It's weird. And I peek back behind where the coop is, like, are they sleeping? Where is everybody? Supposed to be a couple of chickens here just walking around.
Was there only two chickens?
I believe there was two.
Okay.
And I'm going to go fill the feed and stay away from them because birds.
Yeah.
You know, birds are herky-jerky.
Yes.
Who gets close to birds?
Right.
One lands.
No smart person does. Yeah.
Right. So,
bird law. I don't know bird law, but
I don't know. Chicken's not exactly an animal you want to cuddle.
Yeah,
if it
was
a dog or a cat, like, hey, come on over here, buddy. I'm not doing that with a chicken. And like, man, where are they? And then I get the sense of like this.
Oh,
where are they?
Yeah.
It's quiet. Did they fly? Did they escape?
You're right. They're not really birds of flight.
No.
But they can get air.
So, where are they? And then I start looking around the yard. Like, there's some feathers here. There's some more feathers over here. Oh, there's some more feathers over here. Oh. And I start to look a little more. And sure enough, what's that under a bush over there? Oh, that is formerly a chicken. And oh, there's another one that also was at one point
a chicken.
A chicken. And is no longer a chicken. And the deduction is, like, my friends, they had dogs, but the dogs went with them. So all they had was chickens in a yard, roaming the yard, unprotected by dogs, birds of prey.
Ah.
So that was
bird on bird crime.
So that was the end.
It's bird on bird crime.
That was the end of the chickens.
But do we know for sure it was birds of prey?
I mean, what is the next? Could it have been, what, a bear?
Well, I was thinking like maybe a coyote.
Okay.
But like if it was a coyote, the coyote's not leaving the chicken with it. Like you're going to kill the chicken to take the chicken.
Not just that, but like who's doing an advanced scouting mission that can see these chickens are available?
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's where the edge goes to a hawk. So, yeah.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So that's my chicken coop story.
That's tough.
I hope it's not disappointing to the chat. That's the chicken coop story.
So you get to this realization, and you now have to break the news to your friends who are traveling.
Yeah, I got here, and
they're dead.
It's a scene. Yeah,
yeah.
There's been an incident.
We got a rope off the backyard. I assume they acquired more chickens.
I don't know. I think that might have been the end of it.
Yeah,
for a while. The chat says raccoons and coyotes absolutely scout the areas. I'm telling you,
if you've been in North Buffalo,
you try to tell me a coyote is scouting my yard, you're out of your mind. So was it walking on top of garages? Come on. Coyotes, they scout areas? Yeah, right. They scout areas. They're not looking at my kid's trampoline.
Yeah, probably not. Timing out when you walk in and out of the backyard.
Foxes?
Yeah, foxes are pretty small.
It was a bird, guys. There's big, huge birds. No?
Right, yeah, I think anyway. So. Yeah.
Get back to some phone calls here. Josh in Syracuse.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks, Josh,
for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, quick memory history on the old stadium. I proposed to my wife as well, September 24th, 2006, and against the Jets, and we won pretty well. That was back when the Jills were still there. I did not propose the way that I wanted to, but still happened, and we got married 3 days later, and then a week later, I was off to Iraq. So it was pretty short honeymoon, but we enjoyed it, and been Bills fans ever since, 90s. And I think it's a great idea for them to sell off the stuff, and that could even help pay for the new stadium with less funds needed.
What's it? What are you saying? What pays for it? The selling of stuff?
Yeah, auctioning off.
Auctioning off all the bleachers, and then absolutely all the locker room stuff would be crazy. Yeah. And the lost and found idea is absolutely hilarious, and I 100% agree with that.
Right. Thanks, Josh. Proposed at the stadium. I wonder how many. I wonder the total number on proposals at the stadium. That'd be a thing for the Bills to reach out. Like, hey, Bills Mafia, if you did it, let us know. The final tell the tape on the stadium would be proposals,
marriages, yeah,
touchdowns, proposals. Not many marriages, wedding pictures though. I think they'd probably do wedding pictures at midfield.
Yep, they definitely do.
My buddy got married, and they got the reception was in Cincinnati. We did pictures at midfield at the Bengals Stadium.
Hmm.
Long time ago. Thanks, Josh. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550.
No specifics on this, but NFL owners have now approved proposals to expand the league's replay assist system, which I assume means they can overturn calls or flags that have been thrown.
That's right. That's picking up a flag if one was thrown for face mask and it was missed.
Yeah.
That wasn't a face mask. from what I understand, it's only going to go one way and not the other. Replay assist will not go back in time and say that should have been a penalty. They'll just pick up a flag if it was clearly a wrong call. Which I support.
I do too. I think they should get it right if they get it wrong.
I do not think that anybody wants, and I, you know, I live in this, on the top floor of this building. I do not want any scenario where more things are stopping action to be reviewed to make sure everything was fine. It is one of the worst things to happen to sports. It ruins almost every sporting event that we watch. And you want to go back and tell me that shouldn't have been a flag? That's okay. The flag had already stopped the game. So get that right.
Yeah.
But don't stop a game and try and find a holding penalty. I'm not interested in that. Detroit's proposal to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty imposed for defensive holding or illegal contact did not pass, as it should not have. That's a very drastic, game-changing thing, and I had no interest in that, so I'm glad that didn't change either. 10 minutes overtime. Okay.
Yeah, they don't want ties. I mean, the league shouldn't want ties.
They stayed close to it. I mean, to have both teams guaranteed a possession.
Yeah, might.
In 10 minutes, you could get touchdown, and then the second team's going to decide if they're going to go for two.
Yeah, you know, I would think this might create more ties.
I think the math of it creates more ties.
Yeah.
As it is now, a touchdown won you the game. Now a touchdown means the other team can
gets a chance to tie it.
And then that team has to decide how much time is left. My guess is, depends. You want to play for a tie? There's 12 seconds left. If you score the touchdown, they get the ball. There's a minute left. You score a touchdown, they get the ball. You might as well go for two. Unless you are happy with a tie, thinking you can hold them off the board for that minute or two.
Yeah.
I think what we will see is potentially an uptick in the number of times the teams go for two and the win at the end of overtime. Because let's say it's Bills and pick any team you want. The Jets. Bills, Jets. We're in overtime. Jets score a touchdown. Bills score a touchdown. Do you want to give the ball back to the Jets with 42 seconds left? And again, the best case scenario is you tie.
Yeah.
And they get a chance to go for the win unless you turn them over. Or do you just say, like, let's go win this game with Josh Allen on a two-yard play? Flip it around. You're the Jets. There's 42 seconds left. Do I want to give the ball to Josh Allen in a tie? Or do I want to go for two?
I don't love that they put this into the regular season.
I don't mind it. I just think like 15 minutes should have been the number instead of 10. But, you know. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. We'll then pass things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, getting rule changes from the NFL. Looks like the tush push vote has been tabled. So no news expected there, which is too bad. We could have had that news today. These votes happen early. I'll tell you, these owners are up early doing stuff.
They are.
They really are. On a Tuesday.
I
mean, Sale joined us at 6:30.
He did. He did.
And he sounded more awake than we did.
803-0550. Coming up today, by the way, on the afternoon show, I want to tell you, Carlin Hartman, associate head coach at Florida, will be joining the show at 4:30 today. So Florida, nice. Of course, on to the Final Four. And, you know, the Final Four goes this weekend, Saturday and Monday. Exciting stuff. So there you go. 4:30 today. Grand Island's own Carlin Hartman of the Florida Gators. They play Auburn at 6:09. On Saturday. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe. Extendo Sports next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.